Well, everybody, welcome to episode 315 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where real estate goals become a reality. All right, well, we're back with the podcast for the first time in 3 weeks. I was over in Ireland for about 9 days to go to the Iowa State football game, but now I'm back. And the fall sports seasons are completely underway now at the start of the girls' swimming season this week. Later on, we'll be focusing on Ankeny Centennial Volleyball. But right now, we're going to talk a little real estate and possibly a little Ankeny Volleyball as well. My first guest is a realtor at Legacy Realty of Iowa, and she's been on the podcast before. And she is Amy Weeder. And Amy, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing all right. Did you have a good Labor Day?
Great Labor Day.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear it. Well, hey, let's talk some real estate. We're kind of shifting now from the summer to the fall. And I don't know if the different seasons affect your work too much or not. But, you know, I would think that the summer might be the best time for people in Iowa to move when the weather is nicer. But, you know, a lot of people are taking family vacations then, too. So are you any busier during one season as opposed to another?
Spring is very busy. Spring and summer, busy this year. So this last month was a little bit slower with the state fair. Kids going back to school. We've seen it pick up in the last couple of days. So, mm-hmm.
Well, what's keeping you busy these days? Do you have any specific properties you want to talk about?
I have a couple of properties. I mean, I have a townhouse and I have a single family home that I just listed that's getting great activity. So New construction in Urbandale, that's great. Value. He just did a good price reduction on that. So, yeah.
Where are those properties in Ankeny?
One of them is on Northwest 13. The other one's a townhouse on Turnberry. So great, great properties.
Well, hey, let's talk a little volleyball now. We're having the Centennial folks coming in here in a little bit. Of course, your daughter, Haley, plays for Ankeny. They're off to a good start, aren't they?
They are.
Are you surprised at all by that? I mean, they replaced a lot of girls from last year.
We have a very young squad. So, yeah, seeing them coming out and doing what they do has been really fun.
Well, that was a nice sweep that they had last night over Valley. Haley led the way with 12 kills, and she hit 478 on the night. And, you know, it sounds like Ankeny was clicking all cylinders in that one.
We were. Yeah, the girls looked really good last night.
Well, as my reporter wrote in a story today, Ankeny entered the season with a chip on its shoulder after being ranked ninth in the preseason. You know, because the Hawkettes did lose an awful lot of talent from last year's squad. And, you know, it did seem like they're going to have to rebuild a little bit. But it seems like, yeah, there's a lot of good young players in that team.
Yeah, there's a lot of girls that play some very high-level volleyball in the offseason. So that's been very beneficial for our team.
Well, if there aren't any people out here in our audience who are thinking about either buying or selling, what would you say is the first step as far as, you know, getting into that market?
Yeah, I would say the first step would be to get pre-approved so you can kind of figure out where you want to be price point wise and interest rate wise. Those are going down a little bit, which has been huge. The Fed meets here in a few weeks, so hopefully we continue to see a decline in interest rates, which will help speed up activity and sales.
What is the rate at now?
About 6.25, depending on, you know, what your credit score and all that kind of stuff is, but that's usually about where things are at, give or take.
Well, Amy, if anybody would like to reach out to you in regards to buying or selling, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Just give me a call, 515-577-5178.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
You bet. All right, we're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call, 515-965-5677. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny Centennial Volleyball tonight. To my left is the longtime head coach of the program, and she has guided the Jaguars to a 6-2 record thus far. Her team is now ranked second in the latest Class 5A rankings that just came out a little bit ago. She is Jessica Reinhardt. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing? Hey, you bet. And to my right is a senior setter and right side hitter for the Jaguars. She leads the team with 55 kills and has posted a 58 kills. Excuse me, I can't read that. And has posted a .257 hitting percentage while also contributing 85 assists, 50 digs, and 15 blocks. She is Tatum Schmidt. Tatum, thanks for joining me. How are you doing? Well, appreciate you guys coming in. I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Coach, your team entered the season with a few question marks following the graduation of Delaney Miller and Jaden Pratt, who were two of the best players this program has ever produced. You know, I know you had some returning players like Tatum to build around, but you know, you probably knew that this team was going to be built a little different, didn't you?
Exactly. We knew going into season, pull up this year. There's fun in each one of those. Knowing that strength is going to be to play a whole bunch of defense and get teams into long rallies and outlast them, and to really be a cohesive unit on the court. And I feel like that is what strengths are, you know, are carrying us.
Taylor, your team opened the season with a 4-set win over Indianola on August 25th. And then you guys came back on Saturday to earn a second place finish in the Centennial Early Bird Invitational. You guys swept three ranked opponents during pool play, and then you followed with 3-set wins over number 5 Dowling Catholic and number 9 Ankeny before you dropped a 25-18, 25-15 decision to number 1 Waukee Northwest in the title match. You know, do you feel like that tournament showed you that you guys proved that you could play with anyone?
Yeah, we came ready to play. We were all ready. We played really good all through pool play, kind of built our confidence, and we kind of figured out more of who we were while we were playing in pool play and realized we're really good and we can hang with all these big teams.
And Coach, that tournament gave you a chance to get an early look at 4 of your CIML conference rivals because you also played number 7 Valley during pool play. You know, from what you saw that day, you know, do you think the league schedule is going to be a gauntlet again this season or where you just can't afford to have an off night?
It's going to be wild. Yep, every match is going to be a battle. Anybody's game in 5A, clearly Northwest, you know, good things going there, but every other CIML match is going to be a really big battle.
Well, in that semifinal match against Ankeny, the Hawkettes won the opening set. I know they felt like they had a chance to close out the match in the second set before you guys rallied for the win. You know, Tatum, what were your impressions of the Ankeny squad? They also had to replace a lot of seniors from last year, but, you know, they swept Valley last night, and they're now number 3 in the latest rankings. You know, they seem to have some pretty talented young players, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. I play club with a few of them, but they are doing pretty good, and I think it's going to be a battle when we play them.
Well, then in the final, you guys lost to Waukee Northwest in a rematch from last year's Class 5A semifinals. The Wolves pretty much cruised through that tournament without dropping a single set. Now, Coach, you guys knew you'd be playing Northwest again last night over in their gym. You know, so what did you learn about their team from Saturday's match? You know, they came into the season ranked number 1, so were they as good as advertised?
They have, you know, weapons that just fit set of the condition, which was good. We knew that they were very soft team. We played them on Saturday. That was after 3 matches. And I didn't think that we gave them our best shot, you know, in that. So we were excited to get a chance to play them Tuesday a little bit for sure. Played them a lot better than we played them. And we're able to fix a couple things from Saturday. But then playing them one more time, it just gives us more information and more things that we can work on that we need to be better at. You know, so when we face them down the road, as well as other opponents.
Sure. Well, you guys were out hitting that match on Saturday by a 322-042 margin. Tatum, you were held to just 2 kills in that match. You know, did you feel like you guys just needed to play better in the rematch last night, or do you think maybe there were some adjustments that you guys could make that would be successful?
Repeat the question.
Well, did you feel like you guys just needed to play better last night, or did you feel like maybe there was some technical adjustments that you guys could make?
I think we came out and we were all a little timid at first because we're playing the big number 1 Northwest, which they are a good team, like Jeff said earlier. But I think we were all kind of scared at first. And then we kind of huddled ourselves up and we're like, guys, we have nothing to lose. And then we came out the 3rd set and we're like, we were ready to go. And then 5th set came and it was anybody's game.
Well, Coach, you guys had a couple days to get ready for the match last night. It turned out to be a heck of a match. Northwest ended up winning a 5-set thriller, including a 16-14 nail biter in the last set. And that match was almost, you know, a carbon copy of the semifinal matchup last year, you know, which Northwest also won in 5 sets after they took those first 2 sets. So did you guys make very many adjustments in Saturday's match, or did you switch anything up after losing the first 2 sets last night?
We did. We made adjustments from Saturday to Tuesday based upon scouting and what we decided to do against us that was scoring. On Saturday to Tuesday, and I do think we did a better job containing some of those things. And then we made adjustments within the match with our personnel. We had Sydney enter in that 3rd game. Mm-hmm. And then we used Nora as a DS to give us a little more passing back there. And so I think those things really helped us get back in the game after we were down 0-2. So This season, we have a whole bench that's ready, so we're not afraid to try things. And if something's not working, we're going to try something else. And our bench has done an awesome job of stepping in, stepping up, and making a big difference. So that was fun to see last night.
Well, Tatum, of course, last year you guys won a five-set thriller over at Northwest during the regular season. In that match, you guys won the first two sets before they came back, won the next two, and then they had a 14-8 lead in set five, so they had six match points. But then you guys reeled off eight straight points, you know, so that was really an improbable win. And last night, you guys kind of almost pulled off another comeback. You were down 4-0 early, then eventually 13-10, 14-12. You had a kill. You guys ended up tying it before they got the last two. But did you think maybe you guys were going to pull it off again?
Yeah, we did. We had all the confidence. It just ended up going the wrong way. And it's just like I said earlier, it could have been anybody's game, but we came out to fight and we were battling the whole time.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast and the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic as well. We appreciate their support. We are talking some Ankeny Centennial Volleyball with head coach Jessica Reinhardt and senior Tatum Schmidt. You know, let's take a look at some of the stats from last night's match. Northwest out-hit you guys again, but the margin this time was not as steep. It was 256 to 183. The Wolves got 18 kills apiece from Piper Ladwig and Logan Vogt, and Avery Cordes added 14 more. You know, that's a pretty tough trio for any team to deal with, isn't it, coach?
So they are hard to defend, but I thought we did a good job, you know, touching the ball, slowing it down, than we did this past weekend. So yeah, they're tough.
Well, I know you've said this before that, you know, Maya is just all over the place digging up balls, and I think she had 20 some digs last night. I mean, she was just herself, wasn't she?
She's a scrapper. She's able to get to a lot of balls and keeps her pace. So see.
Well, I mentioned earlier that Tatum led you guys with 11 kills, but your team also got a huge boost from the middles. Sophia Heather, hard to say that, had 7 kills, and Sydney Rogers added 5 more. You mentioned her. Tatum, does that help open things up for you when the middles are contributing like that?
Yes, getting our middles involved, they're productive in general. We feed them in the first place, and they help build energy on our team, too, just because of a big middle kill. But once we get that, then the pins start opening up, and it just kind of helps the flow of our game.
Well, Coach, one of the other stats that I thought was noteworthy was the serving stats. You guys served at 89.3% and had 9 service errors, which I'm sure is more than you'd like to have. But Northwest struggled even more from behind the line. They served at just 83.6% and had 18 service errors. You know, do you think there were some nerves involved there, or do you think both teams are just trying to serve aggressively? Mm-hmm.
They felt missing a team, but on the flip side, both teams were trying to serve aggressive and were trying to serve particular places, and in doing that, you're going to have some errors.
What thing do you like to see it at?
I would like to be about errors.
Well, Tatum, you guys did use 11 different players in the match last night. Coach mentioned, the bench earlier, and that was 3 more than what the Wolves used. You know, do you feel like your team is maybe deeper than they are, and that, you know, that could possibly be a factor down the road if you see them again?
We are a very deep team. Nobody really has pressure on our team, because if you're not having your best game, we have somebody to step right in. So there's no pressure of carrying the team on your shoulders. So if somebody's having a tough game, we have a deep bench, and we can just fill anybody in if we need it.
And Coach, I know you guys played Northwest in a couple of tournaments, other tournaments last year. So is there a chance that you'll see them again this year before you get to state?
Yeah, they're at Urbandale when we are. And I'm trying to think if they go to Jeffs. For sure we would see them again at Urbandale if we look for the distance. So hopefully we'll get another look at them.
And maybe the Southeast Polk tournament too, I think, or...
Yeah,
like they were
over there. Okay, well, maybe 2 weeks from now we'll get another shot.
Well, Tatum, there are so many good teams in the CIML and in Class 5A. The tournament that you guys hosted on Saturday had 9 of the top 10 teams in 5A. Now, I'm sure you had a chance to get a glimpse of some of the other top teams, you know, even the ones that you didn't play, like defending state champion Pleasant Valley. Do you think the Spartans could be a contender again?
Yeah, they definitely can. The CIML, it's a tough conference. We don't really have any days off that we can afford in our conference, and we have to battle every conference game, so... they're in it just as much as everybody else is.
Well, and those conference matches help prepare you for postseason, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, your team will now head to the Little Hawk Invitational on Saturday at Iowa City High. You guys will be looking to win the title for the 5th straight year. Coach, will you be seeing some of the same teams there that you've seen before?
We will. They added one team, maybe, that we haven't seen before. It's kind of a fun tournament. It's away from the metro. Yeah, seeing the same team, same buttons that we see all of the time. So it's kind of fun for our team to get away and see something different.
One of your team's ultimate goals is to get back to the state tournament and get over that semifinal hump that has been, you know, a big hurdle for you guys the last three seasons. Tatum, you told me last night after the match that you guys just came up a couple points short, and you told me that, you know, your team's going to get Northwest the next time you see them. You know, do you feel like this team has what it takes to potentially go all the way at state?
Yeah, I do. I think our defense has gotten a lot better, and I think we have really good potential to go a long way in the tournament.
Coach, what do you see as the, you know, the key for this team to reach the ceiling? Is it just a matter of just continuing to get better throughout the season?
Yeah, we really need to keep developing, and we do have some new players and some young players on the court. So we need to keep developing them and keep developing as a whole. We need to get a little more offense, you know, out of everyone so that we can have some balanced attacking across the board. And then just think continuing to serve really aggressive and tough and under pressure. That's the easiest way to get a team out of their game plan is to keep them off the net. So I think we can focus on those areas. And if they continue just doing what they're doing, because they're playing with a lot of energy, they're sticking together, they're really doing some awesome things. So if they can keep that going all the way through the season while getting better, you know, I really think we can do big things.
Well, if last night's match is any indication, it's going to be a fun season. Looking forward to the rest of it. Well, good luck the rest of the way, guys. And thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. You bet.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. Well, I thank my guests again for coming in today. We have Ankeny Centennial volleyball coach Jessica Reinhart and senior Tatum Schmidt. I appreciate their time, as well as the time from Amy Wiedern from Legacy Realty. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.